goes to Dr. Anu, A-N-N-U, Mohan, M-O-H-A-N, fax 989-775-0307, regarding Rosemary Harville, H-A-R, V like Victor, I-L-L-E, date of birth May 28th of 1947. Dear Dr. Mohan, this is a consultation for Mrs. Harville, who was sent for evaluation of progressive worsening of creatinine level, starting in June of 2023. The patient does suffer from Sjogren's syndrome, and within the last 2 years, she was switched from Plaquenil to Sulfasoline for her Sjogren's syndrome, and she was switched from oral methotrexate to injectable intramuscular methotrexate, which she gets once weekly. She believes that the Sjogren's syndrome is as controlled as possible at this time. Also, recently, also because of declining kidney function, her Lyrica was decreased from 225 milligram at bedtime to 100 milligram at bedtime, and Januvia was also decreased from 100 milligram daily to 25 milligram daily. And she has been doing well. She believes her blood sugars are still well controlled, and her diabetic neuropathy is not worse at the current dose of Lyrica. Currently, she denies chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no constipation, occasional constipation without blood or melena, no diarrhea. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood. She did have several urinalysis results that showed protein and blood. She was referred to Dr. Jensen, J-E-N-S-E-N, a urologist out of Tri-City Urology Group, and he did, he ordered a CT urogram to be done. It showed some delayed emptying in both kidneys, but this was an otherwise normal test. She does not have any visible blood in the urine and no foaminess or cloudiness. No history of kidney stones to her knowledge. She does have sleep apnea and has been using her CPAP device regularly. No dizziness, syncopal episodes, no falls, no history of seizures, no history of stroke or TIA. Past medical history is significant for hypertension, type 2 diabetes, heart disease, goiter, hyperlipidemia, diabetic neuropathy, allergic rhinitis, obesity, Raynaud's phenomena, Sjogren's syndrome, obstructive sleep apnea, anemia. She has recently received iron infusions by Dr. Sahai, S-A-H-A-Y. Anxiety with depression, peripheral arterial disease of the lower extremities, 20 and 30% decrease in each lower extremity, osteoporosis, carotid stenosis with 50% blockage both sides, COPD, and chronic urinary incontinence, also the hematuria and proteinuria. Past surgical history, she had an open aortic valve replacement in 2013, and she has a mechanical aortic valve. She had the CT urogram in May of 2023. She had an open cholecystectomy when she was 21. She had an abdominal hysterectomy and bilateral salping oophorectomy, but they did leave her cervix intact. She's had two colonoscopies and scheduled to have another one next month due to the severe anemia. And she's had a history of EGD many years ago. Social history, she quit smoking at age 30. She smoked about 10 years. No cigarette or marijuana smoking since. She does not use alcohol or illicit drugs. She is divorced and retired. Family history is significant for coronary artery disease, stroke, diabetes, asthma, cancer, COPD, and she had a sister with renal failure requiring hemodialysis, also with severe peripheral vascular disease. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, she's allergic to Cipro, penicillin, erythromycin, statins, and Midodrine. Medications, she's on folic acid, 1 milligram three times a day, actually 1 milligram daily. Tramadol, 50 milligram three times a day. Pilocarpine, 5 milligram twice a day. Januvia, 25 milligram daily. Vitamin B12, 1,000 microgram every 2 weeks intramuscularly. Warfarin, usually 5 milligram daily for the mechanical aortic valve replacement. Duloxetine is 30 milligram daily. Aspirin, 81 milligram daily. Losartan, 100 milligram daily. Fosamax, 70 milligram weekly. Lipitor, 80 milligram daily. Pepcid, 20 milligram twice a day. Sulfasalazine is 500 milligram twice a day. Methotrexate, 1 milliliter IM weekly. Melatonin, 10 milligram at bedtime. Lyrica, 100 milligram at bedtime. Claritin, 10 milligram daily. And she does not use any oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs for pain. Physical exam, height is 62.5 inches, weight 218 pounds, pulse 94, blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 132 over 72. Pharynx is clear, tonsils are intact, uvula midline. Neck is supple, no carotid bruise, no jugular venous distension, no lymphadenopathy. Lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout, no rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular with a mechanical valve click noted from the aortic valve replacement. Abdomen obese, non-tender, no enlarged liver or spleen, no ascites. Extremities, no peripheral edema. She's got decreased sensation in both feet. Capillary refill 2 to 3 seconds bilaterally. In labs and diagnostic studies, most recent lab studies were done March 15th of 2024. Creatinine was 1.66 with estimated GFR of 32. On 12/22 of 23, creatinine 1.38, GFR 40. 11/1/23, creatinine 1.68, GFR 31. 6/21 of 23, creatinine 1.2, GFR 47. 4/13 of 23, creatinine 0.7, GFR greater than 60. And labs 3/15/24, albumin 3.9, calcium 10.0, electrolytes normal, phosphorus 4.5, intact parathyroid hormone is 111.3, hemoglobin 11.3, white count 12.2, platelets are normal. And urinalysis was done 6/21 of 23, 3 plus occult blood and 2 plus protein was noted. And she had a kidney ultrasound and bladder ultrasound done 3/17 of 23. Right kidney was 11.2 without hydronephrosis. No cysts, masses, or stones were noted. Left kidney was 12.8 centimeters. No hydronephrosis, no cysts or masses. Her bladder was poorly distended but appeared normal. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with rapid progression since June of 2023. 2, hematuria of unknown etiology. 3, proteinuria. We are going to schedule the patient for renal artery Doppler studies, STAT, in Claire. We also want her to repeat all labs now, and we'll do a clean catch midstream urine. Once the labs are back, if she does have protein and blood remaining in the urine, she may need a kidney ultrasound. We're also going to get records. She did have an angiogram of the lower extremities within the last 2 years from Michigan Vascular in Saginaw, and we would like to have those results to review also. Her rapid progression of kidney disease is suspected to be related to atherosclerosis or possibly to scleroderma and the medications possibly required for treatment of Sjogren's disease, not scleroderma, it's Sjogren's disease. And we would have the patient have a follow-up study after all testing is back and after we've determined whether she needs a kidney biopsy quickly or not. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP, / Jose Fuente, MD.